Doctor Who supplied Matthew Perry ketamine and called him a moron is set to enter guilty plea. By Breitbart News on July 23, 2025. Los Angeles, AP, a doctor charged with giving Matthew Perry ketamine in the weeks leading up to the Friends star's overdose death is expected to plead guilty Wednesday. Dr. Salvador Plasencia would be the fourth of five people charged in connection with Perry's death to plead guilty. Plasencia was to have gone on trial in August until the doctor agreed last month to plead guilty to four counts of distribution of ketamine, according to the signed document filed in federal court in Los Angeles. He had previously pleaded not guilty, but in exchange for the guilty pleas, prosecutors have agreed to drop three additional counts of distribution of ketamine and two counts of falsifying records. Plasencia's attorneys emphasized in an email after he reached his agreement that he was not treating Matthew Perry at the time of his death and the ketamine that caused Mr. Perry's death was not provided by Dr. Plasencia. The remaining charges can carry a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. And there is no guarantee he'll get less, but he's likely to. Plasencia has been free on bond since shortly after his arrest in August. He will not be sentenced until a future hearing. The only remaining defendant who has not reached an agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office is Justine Songha, who prosecutors allege is a drug dealer known as the Ketamine Queen and sold Perry the lethal dose. Her trial is scheduled to begin next month. She has pleaded not guilty. According to prosecutors and co-defendants who reached their own deals, Plasencia illegally supplied Perry with a large amount of ketamine starting about a month before his death on October 28, 2023. According to a co-defendant, Plasencia in a text message called the actor a moron who could be exploited for money. Perry's personal assistant, his friend, and another doctor all agreed to plead guilty last year in exchange for their cooperation as the government sought to make their case against larger targets, Plasencia and Songha. None have been sentenced yet. Perry was found dead by the assistant, Kenneth Iwamisa. The medical examiner ruled that ketamine, typically used as a surgical anesthetic, was the primary cause of death. The actor had been using the drug through his regular doctor and a legal but off-label treatment for depression, which has become increasingly common. Perry, 54, began seeking more ketamine than his doctor would give him. Plasencia admitted in his plea agreement that another patient connected him with Perry, and that starting about a month before Perry's death, he illegally supplied the actor with 20 vials of ketamine totaling 100 milligrams of the drug, along with ketamine lozenges and syringes. He admitted to enlisting another doctor, Mark Chavez, to supply the drug for him, according to the court filings. "I wonder how much this moron will pay," Plasencia texted Chavez, according to Chavez's plea agreement. After selling the drugs to Perry for $4,500, Plasencia allegedly asked Chavez if he could keep supplying them so they could become Perry's go-to, prosecutors said. Perry struggled with addiction for years, dating back to his time on Friends, when he became one of the biggest stars of his generation as Chandler Bing. He starred alongside Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc and David Schwimmer for 10 seasons from 1994 to 2004 on NBC's mega hit.